Welcome to The Good Goddess Show, a weekly podcast for women who are fed up, are feeling bloated and tired. I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist and all-around health geek. Let's dive in to the show. Welcome to this week's episode of The Gut Goddess Show. And today we're talking about what are the signs and symptoms that you are stressed when you don't actually feel stressed at all. So that's what I'm going to be talking about because it's a conversation I have with clients all the time when they're like, Kezia, I don't feel stressed. I'm not stressed. It's not a big deal. But I can tell from their symptoms and signs and the things that they're telling me that their body is actually super stressed out. Yep, they might not be having an emotional breakdown or freaking out, but they're stressed. That's what we're going to be diving into today. But I want to let you know a couple of things. Number one, have you left me a review? I don't think I've had a new review since August, guys. And we're nearly in November. So if you haven't left me a review, it's such a nice way of saying, thanks, Kezia. I read all the reviews. You can give me feedback in them. And it's just a nice way of saying thanks for all the time, effort, and money that I put into this weekly podcast, which I do because I really want it to be a free resource to equip you so that you can heal your body and live the life you want to live. So you can do it by going to iTunes, search for The Gut Goddess Show, click on that, and then you'll see a little tab that says ratings and reviews. And you click that little tab underneath the show title, and there'll be a button that says write a review. And you can write it there. It's really easy. You can do it on your phone. If you head to the iTunes, you can do it on your computer or tablet. And the easiest thing to do is go to iTunes and search afresh for The Gut Goddess Show in the store. If you've already subscribed, then you don't go to it through your subscription, if that makes sense. Go to the store, search for it like you were searching for a new podcast and do it that way. That's the easiest way. So I would love to see some reviews from you guys. I know lots of you listen and I really appreciate the time and energy that you take. And it's just a really nice way of letting other people know more about the show. And also, if you haven't completed the Gut Goddess quiz yet, you can head over and do that, supernaturallyhealthy.org/quiz. And that is a really helpful resource. I think I've said really too many times. If you are wondering what the heck is going on in my body, why do I feel crap? Do the quiz. It's like a free mini health assessment. I'll give you tons of resources. You'll find out what kind of profile you are. And it's a really great place to figure out what is going on with my body. What are the main things happening? I've put all my years of expertise into this really quick and quite fun quiz that will give you some good feedback on your body. Okay? Great. Otherwise, let's get on with the show. Today's episode is all about what are the signs and symptoms of stress when you don't feel all that stressed? Because this is something that I have had to learn in my own life, and I'll tell you more about that in a second because this is very current to my current situation. But something I chat to all the time with clients, that when I'll chat to them in our first session just about their stress levels and things that have been going on, they will often say to me, I might reflect to them that some of their symptoms point to their body being stressed out. And they're like, yeah, but I don't really feel that stressed. Things are busy and full, but I actually feel like emotionally I maybe feel okay. Like I'm not having like breakdowns and freaking out and unable to cope and unable to get through the day. I'm actually kind of fine, Kezia. So I'm not actually that stressed. But that's generally the underlying conversation. But then they're coming to me feeling really exhausted with hormonal issues, these lots of different symptoms that actually point to stress. So what are the signs and symptoms of stress? Because I think we have a really unhelpful understanding of this word that is stress. And I know that it's a word that some of us get sick of because everything gets blamed on it. And it can be a little bit of like a ugh kind of word. I know I used to be like that. I would just be like, oh, I'm not stressed. I'm just like dealing with it. Like, you know, I definitely grew up in a kind of buck up and deal with it, kind of stay strong sort of mentality, which has some great benefits to it for sure. But I've had to learn what are the signs and symptoms for my body being stressed, because I am really slow to catch on to feeling stressed, if that makes sense. It takes quite a while and my body has to be quite persistent in giving me different signs and symptoms of, by the way, Kezia, you are stressed out of your nut, my friend. And that's what I want to talk about today, because I reckon for some of you will be listening to this and you might be tired, you might have really bad IBS, maybe PCOS, maybe you're struggling to conceive, maybe you have skin issues, you're just feeling exhausted all the time and bloated and just not your best self, or maybe you've got some other kind of health diagnosis going on. And you are looking to heal, looking to kind of get your energy back, support your body. But if I were to say to you, how much stress have you been under? You'd be like, oh no, that's not a big issue. I've not been that stressed. I'm fine. So what I want to do first is kind of underpin what I mean by stress. And this is probably going to be different to what you think, and probably something that you've not heard it explained this way before, because I do this with clients quite a lot and they often have a bit of a light bulb moment. So when we're talking about stress, what we stereotypically think about is someone feeling overwhelmed, maybe shouting, maybe crying, just getting to that kind of breaking point when they're just like, I can't cope, this is too much, there's too much going on, and have either in hysterics or getting really angry, or like some emotional kind of burst of something where they're just like, I just can't deal with it. That's what I would think of as stress. Someone being really busy, working like 18 hours of the day, up really early, going to bed really late at night, trying to do a million things. It's kind of like what you might see in like a film, like some, it's always an American film, because I think people always look really busy in American films. Like anyone from America, just always, they're always getting up at like 4 a.m. and going to the gym. And I'm always like, oh, this is exhausting. And they, you know, they'll hit a place of burnout. So we'll often think of stress, being stressed will often lead to burnout. But being stressed, you can be stressed and have not gotten to that burnout point. And you can be stressed and not have had a big emotional breakdown or a big emotional realization that you're taking on too much. Being stressed could just be your normal. That's what you're biochemically used to, meaning you're used to having these certain hormones course through your body. That's what actually feels good and safe and normal to you. You don't know any other way. And I find this a lot with clients. Like they literally haven't, they don't think they're stressed because they've never felt anything different, if that makes sense. They're just like, well, I've felt this way since a child. Like I've had this response. I've always gotten stuff done. I've always been productive. I've always had a monkey mind that would never switch off. I've always not really been able to sit down and do nothing. I've just always been on the go. I've always had some project on. I've always been busy. I've always been doing something. And that to me, as a practitioner, when I'm listening to that, it's like a ding, 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 ding. This person literally has no idea how to unwind and has been stressed out their nut for a long, long time. And I am that person as well. So this isn't, I'm not sharing this from my high and mighty place. The reason I wanted to talk about this was, as you can tell, I still have a cold. I have now been snotty for about 5 or 6 weeks, guys. This week again, my sinus got blocked. I've had a really bad headache. I had the flu a couple of weeks ago. Before then, I was just really snotty with a cold. And this, this doesn't happen to me. I get a cold and within a couple of days, it's gone. But I've basically been ill in some proper way or mild kind of coldy way. I'm not like ill at the moment, but just nasally and snotty, and produced so much snot over the past couple of weeks. It's phenomenal. I feel like I've broken a world record with the amount of snot I have produced. Honestly, if we were to like calculate it, I'm sure I'd won a prize. But it just made me realize this weekend, Kezia, you're stressed. This is why this is happening. You're stressed. You've got a lot of changes going on emotionally and in your life. This is some emotion coming through and passing through and getting released out of my body. I've been doing a lot of body work, therapy, and lots of different things actually the last couple of weeks that have been really powerful. But I think the snot, for want of a better word, is that kind of detoxing, releasing of different aspects of grief and trauma and sadness and various different things. But also I'm stressed, like trying to run this business. I'm only get 10 hours of nursery, trying to see clients in the evening, trying to make good food for Merlin, keep things going. It's just a lot. And it actually just took me probably a good 4 weeks to realize that, hey, I don't think I'm doing okay. And I think I'm actually stressed. That's what my body is telling me. And so that's why I want to share this with you. So I don't share this with you from my everything in my life is sorted now, guys. I share this with you as a, okay, I am in the process of just learning again this lesson and taking it deeper and grounding it deeper. And I'm also going to share with you some of the actions that you can take from this place. So when we talk about stress, how I summarize it to clients as my kind of definition is that stress is something that makes your body feel threatened or unsafe. This can be a circumstance, so someone shouting in your face, someone chasing you, coming across a bull in a field. That would definitely feel like a threat to me. Or it can also be a thought. Oh, I'm so worried about that presentation. Oh, I don't know if they, why didn't they invite me to that party? Do I have any friends? Are they my friends? I don't know. Oh, I'm really struggling with my relationship with my partner. Oh, I feel really fat. I'm so unhealthy. Maybe I have cancer. Maybe I'm going to end up with Alzheimer's. Maybe all these thoughts can also stress your body out. So most people think they're not stressed because they don't have an obvious circumstance of stress. So if you were maybe had recently lost a parent, you probably say, yeah, that's actually quite stressful because that is a stressful circumstance. But you probably wouldn't say, yeah, because I'm really stressed out because I'm consistently having really anxious thoughts about my future, about dying, about thinking I'm getting cancer, or every time I have a headache, I have a brain tumor. That is also really stressful, even though nothing potentially is actually happening in your life. But the thoughts that you have will create signals and messages in the brain that will then have a consequence of creating certain hormones and defense mechanisms. You can know this. So say you really think about a really sad time. If you really spent 5 or 10 minutes really thinking about, oh, remember when I was a child, and like for me, if I spent time thinking about certain memories of being a child, of being bullied, I'll start crying. Is it because I'm being bullied right now? Is anyone threatening me right now? Is there anything in my circumstance right now that is causing that, like making me feel unsafe? No, but it's the thoughts. It's choosing to go back and think, oh, remember that situation or remember this time, remember when this person, like if you think about things, you can feel the emotions. Same with the opposite way. I spend time every day in gratitude and I'll think about the last 24 hours that have passed, of those moments that I'm so grateful for. And I can just like picture them in my mind of like Merlin's little face giggling at me. And I can feel so grateful, so in awe, so full of grace, so aware of my incredible privilege and gifts and all the grace in my life. And I can feel that. So it works on the positive, but most of us has trained ourselves and been trained just through a lack of awareness and through our culture and various different things to think about the negative things. And then that it doesn't end with the thought, guys. The thoughts you have produce a biochemical response. We are one being, and we often think that the thoughts and feelings that come from those thoughts are just these random things we get plagued with and or like random and don't really have a consequence, but they do. If you're consistently worrying about, oh my goodness, my kids going to school, have they got the palette response? Is it today a PE day? Oh, I need to go to the school gate. Oh, all the other mums look like so dolled up and awesome, and I'm just here like a complete scraggy mess. No wonder I have no friends. All those thoughts are going to stress your body out. And I would argue that probably 95% of you guys listening here are consistently having thoughts like that. And so, from my perspective, are experiencing some sort of stress on a daily basis because those thoughts don't end with you thinking them. They will, your body will respond. Your body, your brain isn't, it's very, I was going to say basic, but it's not, but it's very primal in that it doesn't differentiate your brain between what is really happening in front of you and what you think is happening. So if you really think, if you actually have someone in front of you shouting, blah, 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 your brain is going to obviously pick up on that, take it as a threat, and you're going to create certain hormones that will either make you fight and get defensive, that will make you freeze up and say nothing and just be like later on be like, oh, why didn't I say anything? Or make you flee, where you just get out of that situation, detach, remove yourself as quick as possible. But you just having thoughts and remembering an awful argument you had at some point in the past that really upset you, again, is going to give you that same biochemical response, that same hormonal response, even though that person is not in front of you shouting, but you are thinking about it, you're remembering it, you're accessing that part of your brain. Your brain doesn't actually, can't tell the difference, it doesn't think, oh, well, obviously, this person is not in front of me shouting anymore. You still get that same cascade of biochemical reactions. Which is why so often I think the women I talk to and some of the men don't think they're stressed because they're not actively got anyone in front of them shouting. They've not actively got maybe any circumstance going on. Or even if they do have a circumstance, they downplay it all the time anyway. So that is my definition of it, is when your body perceives a threat, when it feels unsafe. Because when it feels those things, then it does something in response. It gets ready to fight. It creates certain hormones. It shuts down certain processes. It gears itself ready because your body is focused on survival. It's focused on you staying alive. And when you feel threatened or when you feel unsafe, that is a threat to your survival on a really basic level. This isn't happening in your conscious brain. You're not like going to the school gate being like, oh, I'm really bothered about my survival. You're not thinking that at all. You're just thinking, oh, there's my pal over there, or where are my friends, or I need to get back to work, or have they got the pee kit? But on your, like the very, the primal part of your brain, that is what it is focused on. So let's talk about some of the signs and symptoms that could be, that are, the signs and symptoms of stress when you don't feel stressed. That's what we're going to look at. So number one is checking in with physical symptoms. So things like IBS flare-ups, hugely linked to stress, bloating. Again, the times that I get bloated are often when I'm really stressed or when I'm flying for some reason. Every time I fly, I just get really bloated no matter what I do. But other people might get recurring migraines. I also get eczema when I'm quite stressed, especially on my face. For some reason, I'll always get eczema on my face if I'm really stressed and really dry skin. But I know from clients, it can really affect their sleep. So they can find themselves waking up in the night. Some people will gain weight. Some people will lose weight. Tiredness can often be a symptom of stress. That kind of feeling of tired and wired, or like your heart is kind of just racing a little bit, even though you've not done any exercise or ran very far. That's a really common sign of stress. Now, obviously these symptoms can be to do with other things as well, but what I often find with clients is that it's so helpful for them to actually take a little bit of time to think and notice the patterns. So for me, over the years, I've noticed that when I'm stressed, I get eczema. I've noticed that when I'm really worried about something or really stressed or just had a really busy day, that can mean I get bloated or have stomach issues, especially in the past. So it's really worth just tuning into your body. Remember that stress isn't this outward emotion. Stress is a cellular response as well as a feeling. They're fused together. We can't separate our feelings from our cells. Even though we think that they're different things, we actually know that they affect each other massively. So if you have lived with long-term anxiety, you've been long-term stressed because you're consistently feeling threatened by the thoughts and the things going on in your brain, and the potential imbalances and the lack of neurotransmitters is a stress to your body. So those would be a couple of the kind of key symptoms. Another sort of sign or symptom that you're stressed but you don't feel stressed is you crave loads of sugar. So craving sugar, when you're stressed out, often your body gets ready. Again, like I mentioned before, when your body feels threatened or unsafe, it gets ready to flee, to fight, or to freeze. And so in order to do that, to get the energy ready, it will often release more of your stored glucose into your bloodstream, which will cause an insulin release. And basically it can contribute to this kind of roller coaster of your blood sugar management, which if you're on a roller coaster of your blood sugar, you'll often crave a lot more sugar because you're up and down and your blood sugars are spiking and then crashing. And then it's in that crash that you're just like, oh my goodness, give me some chocolate or whatever right now. So again, stress has this impact on the brain. Will send a message to your liver that will release some of that glucose that will impact your insulin management, that's going to impact the foods you crave. So consistent sugar cravings are often a sign that you can be quite stressed without realizing it, without feeling it, without having that emotional outburst whilst feeling kind of in control of things, whilst feeling productive. That can actually be a sign that your body is a little bit stressed. So the third sign or symptom, again, I mentioned this before, but I want to give it its own slot, is poor sleep. So if you are not sleeping well, especially if you're waking up between the hours of like 2 and 5 and you're waking up just like bing, awake for no reason, if you're struggling to get off to sleep, these can all be signs and symptoms that your cortisol levels are just too high in the evening and not allowing for that rise of melatonin, or you might have that melatonin increase, which we should have. That's what helps us to go to sleep. But it might be kind of overruled by this cortisol. And in the middle of the night, your blood sugar might be often drops in the middle of the night. And if your blood sugars are too imbalanced, it drops too much and you get that spike of cortisol, which is why you can wake up like ding. Why do you wake at 3 o'clock and not able to get back to sleep? So poor quality sleep, or even you're still sleeping, you're not waking up in the night, you're still sleeping the same hours, but you feel more tired after you've woken up, which is a sign that maybe you're still getting the same quantity of sleep, but your quality of sleep has decreased. And that again can be affected by the different hormones that have been released throughout the day. So if you find that, yeah, I can sleep 7 or 8 hours and feel really good, but then just recently I've been totally knackered and waking up feeling exhausted, that again can be a result of going through stress, because there's that, you've got all these stress hormones going on in the day, and that does have a consequence of our kind of circadian rhythm in the evening. And just being tired all the time probably is the fourth one. If you are suddenly super exhausted and you don't really know why, and you've done all the other checks, you've checked your thyroid out, you've checked your iron out, you've checked your B12 out, you've done a lot of the stuff, you've done a lot of the work, you've supported your digestion, all of these kinds of things, then chances are this stress could be a part. And to be fair, a lot of these things do come with other stuff, because when we're talking about stress, you know, say you suddenly find yourself tired all the time, you might actually have a thyroid issue that's not been diagnosed that actually could have resulted from a long period of time of stress. And actually your thyroid being imbalanced is really stressful to the body. So these all work together. I know this isn't like super neat in nice little boxes in terms of, oh, well, I'm tired and it's just stress. No, you're tired might be stress. And that's part of that stress might be that your thyroid's buggered, your adrenals, you've got that HPA, so hypothalamic pituitary axis dysfunction. So also that poorly known as adrenal fatigue, you could have that going on. You might have ME, you might have chronic fatigue. There's still very specific things going on, but I would say with lots of these chronic diseases, IBS, CFS, ME, fibromyalgia, any autoimmune condition, thyroid issues, adrenal issues, energy issues, PCOS, endometriosis, stress plays a huge and foundational role. And it's a chicken and egg situation, because you might have IBS, and having IBS and crapping your pants stresses you out. And so you're in this vicious circle of chicken and egg. What comes first? Or you might have historically, like me with my history of IBS, I was a very anxious child from the get-go, and worried. I had lots of anxious thoughts, lots of experience of anxiety. And also I had different circumstances that meant my gut health was poor. So I think for me, that probably came first. And then the consequence of that was ongoing IBS, which I thankfully don't struggle with anymore. So it's a big thing, and it often is a little bit chicken and egg. So this isn't super, super clear of like, well, everything is just, well, like, you know, stress caused my PCOS. No, you might have gotten really stressed because you had that PCOS diagnosis, but stress, like the very fact that you have PCOS is a stress to your body. Does that make sense? Okay, so those would be some of the key signs, but I'd really encourage you just to think, okay, if you look back on your life at times when you've been really stressed, maybe it was when you're at uni or doing exams, or you had a deadline at work, or you just had a baby or something like that had gone on, something really stressful that you really clearly know, yeah, that was stressful. Think about what some of the symptoms you had. Did you get a lot more bloated? Did your sleep suffer? Did you get that really kind of wired, I just need to do something, my heart's kind of racing, you just used to run all the time or do loads of exercise? What are your kind of symptoms? And think back to what they are. So over the years, I now know that for me, it's primarily eczema. And more recently, all this sinus issue, the last month, that's showing me that that is maybe a symptom for me. So in future, I'll know that blocked sinuses, that's kind of sinus stress. My glands will swell up. I don't have tonsils, so I get swollen glands in my neck. That's another sign that I know that I'm getting really run down. But the next question is, then what can you do about it? So if you are like, yeah, Kezia, this really rings a bell. I think I'm stressed out of my nut and I've never really acknowledged that. I think the first thing is to do actually to acknowledge it. And I think that's really important. And you might fit into a couple of different camps. Maybe you've never acknowledged some of the stress that you feel because you know that other people have it worse. And I'm so aware of that. I used to work with people very closely that did circumstantially have a much harder time than me, 100%. And so I felt bad about acknowledging, oh, my nice little privileged life is so stressful. Honestly, like, I was a bit like, get a grip, Kezia. You're much better off than lots of people. And that is true. And that's where so much of my gratitude comes from. But equally, I had permission to say that certain things had been hard. And that's been really, really helpful for me. So just acknowledging that, yeah, you have had lots of blessings maybe, but it's okay for you to not be fine. It's okay. That's been a huge revelation for me recently. I've been having regular counseling basically since the start of the year. And that's just been a really, really big revelation that it's okay to acknowledge that you're not doing okay. Actually, that's fine. So maybe you need to hear that message today. And others of you might just be thinking, oh, you know, like you get too stuck in the thought of stress. Like you actually spend your time meditating on how stressed you are, which isn't helpful. Like just, oh my gosh, I'm so stressed. Everything's so busy. Everything's so stressed. Everything's so full. Oh my goodness, it's been such a stressful week. No, you need to spend some time getting grateful, my friend. Everything is like, you need to acknowledge the stress, but just meditating on it, thinking about how stressed you are. Like now that we know that our thoughts create hormones and biochemical responses, you're just making it worse by thinking about it. Whereas we know from research, things like gratitude, oh, they do amazing things for our bodies. So one of the things that you can do in terms of if you are in this situation where you're like, okay, Kezia, I think I need to acknowledge that I'm a little bit stressed, is number one, give yourself grace. Give yourself permission to acknowledge that it's okay. It's okay to be like, yeah, this is okay, all this juggling. Because with me, nothing terrible is happening in my life right now. I am so blessed. I wake up feeling so grateful for my life, for the work I get to do, for the house I have, for the view that I have from my bed, for the foods that I eat, for the fact that I just went on a little walk just around the block before recording this, the fact that my legs move and I can just go for a walk, the fact that I have a happy, healthy little boy, so many things, the fact that my brain works and thinks and so many things to be grateful for, so many privileges in my life. But my body is telling me it's stressed. I think I need a little bit more self-care and I need to get a bit more childcare probably. And there's some things that need to shift and that's okay. By me saying I'm not okay and that I'm stressed or that something's going on doesn't mean I failed. It doesn't mean I'm not grateful. It doesn't mean I am... that's who I am. I'm not a stressed person. I'm not suddenly taking this and saying that this is who I am. No, that's not who I am. But right now, this is my experience. And that's okay. So give yourself permission, number one. Number two, if you don't meditate, start meditating. I'm not going to go into it in too much detail. I'll put a link in the show notes of, I did a whole episode on meditation and it's something I recommend to all my clients to do. It's maybe one of the hardest things you'll do, I'm not going to lie, in terms of calming down your bunky mind. But if you don't meditate, I want you to do it for 10 minutes a day, just as a minimum, in the morning, in the evening, before you go to bed. Because that moment, teaching your brain how to do that will be a signal to your brain of, oh, it's safe. Okay. And if you are consistently on the go, consistently in this space of tired and wired and heart racing and productivity and on the go and feeling stressed and being busy and never giving yourself a break and unable to unwind because your mind's just go, 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 you actually need to teach your brain and your nervous system how to get into this parasympathetic state. you actually need to teach it. Like you would teach yourself if you were going to the gym. You would learn how to do a squat properly and all the form. We need to be as disciplined in teaching your nervous system and your mind to calm down. And again, listen to that episode, which is episode 39. So listen to that. And number three is be aware of what you're eating. So foods like sugar are going to stress your body out a little bit more. Foods like really fried foods in kind of like, you know, your chips and deep fried things and rubbish oils are going to really stress your body out. So there's certain things that you can do to kind of, you just want to reduce the stress going into your life, and the food, you don't want the food you eat to be stressing you out. And often it is. And also sleep, really prioritize your sleep. Like, honestly, if that's the one thing you do, make sure you're getting sleep. And you might have kids waking you up. Do get a babysitter. Do whatever you can to make sure you get good sleep. And also check out I did an episode all on sleep, which is episode 68 that I did all about sleep. So go and listen to that, because maybe you're not getting lots of quantity of sleep. So, but what you can do is improve your quality of sleep. So I talk about that in episode 63. So lovelies, I hope that helps. So that maybe at the end of this, you know what your signs and your symptoms are that you're stressed, even when you don't feel it. Because I think so often we just charge through, we carry on, we ignore the signs, and then we only acknowledge and notice that we're stressed when things have kind of really blown up. And I am all about prevention. If you can get to know what are your small signs of stress, like your sleep is disturbed, you crave sugar, you get irritable, you have eczema, you get more bloated. If you can know what those signs are, you can actually prevent yourself from getting to that place where you do completely burn out, where you do have a complete breakdown, where you do, you know, you do get a new diagnosis of a thyroid issue or IBS because your body has just been under threat for so long. It's one of the best things that you can do. And just giving yourself permission, it's okay to, I know we all hate the word stress because we're like, oh, we're not stressed. We just need to get on and deal with it. But we have more going on in our life now than generations before us. And yes, we have so many more privileges and we should rightfully be so grateful and spend time with that. But it's also really important that you learn, okay, how stressed am I? Because stress is not a feeling, guys. If you take one thing from this podcast, it's not just a feeling. It has a biochemical response in your body and a physical consequence. Feeling stressed day in and day out is going to have a physical consequence on your health, well-being, longevity, and your present, just how your cells work in the day-to-day. So if that's the one thing you take, this isn't about feeling nice. You know, this isn't about, oh, I'd love to feel less stressed, but it doesn't really matter. No. This is about supporting your cells to do the best job that they can do for you. And if you are feeling threatened all the time, either by circumstances or thoughts, you're going to really struggle. And I know that from my own life, and I'm constantly working on it even now. And I'm still learning, still figuring it out, still doing all that stuff. So, okay, guys, I hope this has been helpful. If you have any questions on this, then you can head over to Instagram or Facebook where you'll find me at Supernaturally Healthy. And honestly, I'd love to hear from you. Really do. I make this podcast for you. So if you want to know more information or have ideas of what you'd like the podcast to be about, then just let me know. Otherwise, have an amazing day. Start some meditation. Take some deep breaths while you're driving. And I'll see you next week for another episode. Lots of love. Bye.